Appendix A. Evangelism Timeline.
1740. Edwards, Whitefield, and Wesley. Born-again experience separated from local church membership. Whitefield and Wesley never used altar calls. Prayer and counseling was offered to inquirers seeking salvation. Perhaps 5% of those who stayed for prayer were hopefully saved. No salvation prayer was ever used. Evidence of salvation was power over sin and workings of the Holy Spirit in the individual. Inquirers were not told they were saved. 1830, Finney used methods that evolved into the altar call to encourage inquirers to repent. After meetings were offered for those seeking salvation. Perhaps 5 to 10% of those who stayed for prayer were hopefully saved. No salvation prayer was ever used. Evidence of salvation was power over sin and workings of the Holy Spirit in the individual. Inquirers were not told they were saved. 1910, Sunday salvation paradigm was completely changed by Sunday. All inquirers were told they were saved. Inquiry room was eliminated. No after meeting offered for those seeking salvation. 100% of those who shook Sunday's hand and signed a convert's pledge were converts. Evidence of salvation no longer an issue. Sunday convert becomes a term of derision. 1955, Graham instituted three-part formula for success including bringing back the inquiry room, the after-meeting, extensive counseling and extensive follow-up programs. Graham introduced the group salvation prayer. Today, thousands of ministers. Using only a sermon and Graham's group salvation prayer, today's ministers generate perhaps 90% false conversions.